Hello there, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to talk to you about this Jupiter and Pisces transit. Jupiter and Pisces is really significant because the planet of expansion, which is Jupiter, rules Pisces. Pisces is the sign of letting go and letting God. It is the last sign of the zodiac, so in a sense, it represents expansion through finally cutting ties with an end part of our lives. It represents that we are finally allowing ourselves to let go of something in order for us to expand from that. So when that Jupiter goes into Aries next year, or it dips its toes into Aries next year, we have a higher sense of self. We have greater clarity of who we are. And this has been building over the last 3 years now. So by the time that Jupiter goes into Pisces, it'll be 4 or 5 years now. So it's important to understand where we've been, where we are, and where we're going, because that's how we follow our progress. That's how we follow our process through astrology, because every transit is essentially preparing us for the next, especially when it has to do with the cusp of Pisces and Aries. That cusp is probably one of the most dramatic cusps of the zodiac. It is the end of the zodiac to immediately start something new. It can feel very abrupt. And so the expansion of Jupiter in Pisces is, okay, let's settle into our soul. Let's settle into divine connection. Let's settle into what that truly means. So that when Jupiter jumps into Aries, and Aries being the sign of identity, of the self, of the courageous warrior, we build upon our intuition in order to create individuality from that space. And then that individuality exude energy that comes from a much more profound place, because Aries energy can be a little superficial. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It's not very well developed, contrary to Pisces, which is fully developed energy. So I hope I didn't lose you there. I find it important that you follow this, because Jupiter's transit to Pisces tends to be shorter than Jupiter's transit to any other sign. It just happens to work that way. It just happens to work that Jupiter seems to spend a little under a year in Jupiter, when really in every other sign, it's there for about a year, sometimes even a little longer. Okay, so Jupiter will be in Pisces. Or it is in Pisces right now. It entered Pisces on May 13th. It will remain there till July 28th. And as of July 28th, we'll go back into Aquarius. Let's talk about what that means. Jupiter in Pisces from May 13th to July 28th has allowed us to dream and dream big. Now, this is especially true because on May 11th, we had a new moon in Taurus asking us, how do you step up to build something? Now, we had this idea of what we wanted to build. And I don't think that idea was too far off with what is actually meant for our purpose. But here's the thing. Then came eclipses, and then came Mercury retrograde, which we're still currently experiencing. That nebulosity, that lack of clarity that all of this energy, including Jupiter and Pisces, has brought, hasn't been so that we let go of these dreams that are pretty new, but it's so that we clarify the intention behind them. It's so that we clarify what these dreams actually mean to us, how these dreams are actually connected to our soul purpose. Our soul, S-O-U-L, okay? Now, Jupiter, going back to Aquarius from July 29th until December 28th, will really determine what part of this dream will continue with us, if this dream is foundationless, or if it actually has a shot. whomever we're going to bring along with us in this dream, in this vision, in this visualization that we've had, the people in our lives, the ones that are in it now, are they going to come along with us or not? And notice how all of this is happening during eclipse season, during a Mercury retrograde, and then at the end of the year, we're going to have the last set of eclipses. There's going to be a Venus retrograde at that time, planet of relationships, which is why I'm mentioning if the people in our lives are really going to be part of this bigger dream. Jupiter going back into Aquarius, the last couple of months of the year, is really to help us clear ourselves up. Pisces is, again, spiritual energy, dreamy energy. It sets our imagination, not on fire, right? But it lets us know how limitless our imagination can be. Aquarius is different. Aquarius is naturally ruled by Saturn. So there's structure. There's much more clarity. It's an air sign. So it's very matter of fact. It's very factual. So this vision that we've had, is it sustainable and can it withstand the test of time? That's what's going to be made clear with Jupiter going back into Aquarius the last couple of months of the year. And then come the end of the year, when Jupiter finally makes his way into Pisces, we can say, okay, this is what rings true to my soul, to my heart. This is what makes my imagination just go wild, and it allows me to dream bigger than I've ever dreamt before. But this isn't, by the end of the year, we will be imagining and building and using our imagination, not on dreams that are foundationless, but on something that is actually realistic. Okay? And so it's important to understand that, because a lot of times Pisces energy is looked at as, it's okay if it's not clear. It's okay. It's okay to not have a plan. But we live in this very real reality. And yes, the cosmos give us certain times of the year in which not having answers, not having a plan, is perfectly fine, because that's the point as well. But once the cosmos begin going direct, and we begin getting answers, and we begin getting opportunities, and we begin posing our ideas and really using our imagination, well, that's our human part. That's our humanness, a full effect. And there's also purpose for that. Okay. So understand that our sense of faith and optimism, yes, it's being restored with Jupiter in Pisces, but it cannot be restored from a place in which we're faking it till we make it. No. Remember, Saturn is still in Aquarius. Saturn is still very active, especially with those squares to Uranus. So what are we building? What are we building realistically? How are we doing it? How much is this going to cost? How much can I live without? How much do I need to cut back in order for my imagination, or what I have been imagining, in order for that to actually come to fruition, but in a realistic way? Okay. So it's important that you understand that part. Now, in this audio, I also want to touch on Neptune in Pisces, because Neptune also rules Pisces. Pisces has two co-rulers, Jupiter and Neptune. Jupiter is known as the original ruler of Pisces until Neptune was discovered years later, and then it was assigned that Neptune was or is also the ruler of Pisces. The fact that we have two of the major planets, two of the big leaguer planets, as I like to call them. In astrology, they're called outer planets because they represent, more than anything, the evolution of society. There are personal planets, and there are these outer planets like Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, and Neptune, and Pluto. And then the personal planets are the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. So the personal planets are how we express our personality on a daily basis. The outer planets represent the evolution of our soul in a much bigger picture. So Jupiter and Neptune being in Pisces at the same time right now, even though they're not close together in degrees, I know that they are not in conjunction to one another, which means that a conjunction in astrology is based on the fact that two planets are no more than 10 degrees from one another. And currently, Jupiter and Pisces are. They are 20 plus degrees away from one another. I don't think that that matters because of the emphasis and of the manifestation of Piscean energy during this eclipse season. The lack of clarity, the tiredness that we feel, this inevitable connection to the divine, this inevitable connection to our soul, that even though it may not feel that way, I'm sure you're asking different questions of yourself. I'm sure of it. That's Pisces energy at work. So what does this mean? It means that, again, we are building a brand new life, but the dreams and the visions that we have for the new life need to have structure. Neptune reminds us to dream and dream without bounds. Jupiter says, without bounds, the bigger the better, the more expansive the better, the more people you connect with, the better. Absolutely. So this is incredibly amazing, I think, in every aspect of life. Career, my love, get creative, become a member of different parts of groups. It's so easy now because everything is online. Connect with people from different parts of the world. For romantic relationships, be open to the fact, and I can see this happening, especially next year. Be open to the possibility, actually, I should say possibility, that there are going to be a lot more long distance relationships than there ever have been in our lifetime. Okay. Jupiter represents foreign lands. In Pisces, it reminds us that we are all connected no matter what. Neptune in Pisces is somewhat romantic energy. And so it lets us know that we can have the love of our life, even if they live in a different part of the globe. What is really going to solidify this is once Jupiter goes into Aries. Because if, for instance, if you have a long distance relationship now, or you attract one or manifest one while Jupiter is in Pisces next year, come Jupiter in Aries, you will have solidified that long distance relationship while honoring your individuality. Our individuality, our sense of self, our sense of authorship, our sense of who we are, making decisions for ourselves and not necessarily for other people in our lives, the way that we've been used to, it's only going to be amplified. So this theme of long distance relationships is only going to get bigger. The breaking of tradition, which has to do with Uranus in Taurus, liberating us from tradition, Uranus liberation, tradition Taurus, amplifies that even more. And look, next year, when Jupiter is in Pisces, it's going to have this sextile for a while to Uranus and Taurus. So what does that mean? Uranus, liberation. Taurus, tradition. Liberation of tradition. Jupiter in Pisces, the belief that anything is possible, whether in work, whether in relationships, whether for ourselves, whatever it is. Anything is possible because we will no longer be bound by the constructs of tradition, by the constructs of these systems that have been put up for a long, long time, that we have followed blindly for a long, long time. You are going to see even more people venturing out on their own in terms of businesses, even more people turning away college educations because they realize anything is possible for me and I don't need a college education to get there. So this understanding that, again, this faith and optimism on the one hand can be great, but because Neptune in Pisces is there and Neptune will be in Pisces for a long time, we have to watch excess. We have to watch an excess of optimism. We have to watch an excess of faith. That's why it's so important that Jupiter goes back into Aquarius for the rest of this year, so that we get very real, very realistic about what we can actually do, what we do count on, how much money do I have, how long is this money going to last me, is this certification something that I really want to invest in right now. We need to base these dreams on something solid. Because come next year, it's going to be a whole lot of Pisces energy. It's going to make us feel connected to everything and nothing at all. So this understanding that we are all connected, that we are all one, and yet not wanting to be tied down or connected to a system. And that's only going to be amplified by Uranus and Taurus. And by the time that Jupiter hits Aries, which will be in about a year, it's going to be mid-2022, we are going to be so used to not being tied down to anything or anyone that we're just going to want to forge ahead quickly, more expansively, now. But I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but what I am saying is that we need a time to check ourselves. We need to check ourselves. We need to check on what's realistic, what's actually responsible for the long run. Saturn in Aquarius. We still need to be the responsible adults that, yes, we're thinking outside the box. We're taking risks. We're doing things that make us feel a little bit uncomfortable, but in a good way, that make us feel like nervous, excited. Absolutely. But let's take it slowly. Let's use our imagination, but come back to groundedness, okay? I'm giving you this audio because I know that there's a lot of people asking questions. When is clarity coming? What's happening? What am I going to do? Trust the unfolding, trust the timing. And it's really important that you for me, that you have this bigger picture to look forward to, okay? I hope this is helpful. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to email me or message me on Instagram. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.